This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So the state government wants to reform New South Wales's $6 billion poker industry, and church leaders are right behind them. The Liberal member for Ryde, Victor Dominello, who has responsibility for gaming within the state government, is leading the charge. The church leaders say that when the pokies were out of action during the lockdown, New South Wales residents pocketed $1.2 billion in savings, and that a break from gambling during lockdown was a silver lining for many families. Anita Savage is here from the Hope newsroom to outline the proposed changes. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Katrina.
So can you explain the reforms that are currently being considered?
So the state government is basically looking at these reforms, and they include things like venues being required to have a gambling contact officer on duty, the ability of family members to ask that someone be banned from a venue. And they're also trying to look at ways that perhaps they could have cashless gambling. But what it doesn't include, and this is one of the key things that these senior faith leaders are saying, it doesn't actually include a cashless, like a gaming card, which would be a little bit like an Opal card where people can put money on. And they're really wanting to push that more strongly. And we spoke in Hope News this morning with the leader of the Anglican Church, the Archbishop Glenn Davies. And this is what he had to say was left out.
But what the amendment bill lacks is actually a cashless card. And the advantage of that is twofold. One, it makes it easy for people to
will
stop.
You pick up?
And then the protections are around there. But more importantly, for society as a whole, it would prevent money laundering. I did not understand this until it was explained to me that criminals will come and put $10,000 through a poker machine.
Oh, no, okay, I can pick up.
And then take, then get then cash in their chips. And the hotelier or landlord gives them $7,000. So the landlord makes $3,000. The criminal makes $7,000. But now it's clean money because the ATO asked him, I won it on gambling. So it's his money and it's clean money. Australians spend $6 billion on gambling in every year. That's an extraordinary amount of money. And that indicates that this is being used for nefarious purposes. So we're keen to make sure that this is not used in this way that criminal minds have been using, and it also protects the ordinary punter.
So you can see what the concerns are there, Katrina.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. A broad cross-section of church leaders are united in this. So, as I said, you've got the head of the Catholic Church, Anthony Fisher. You've got Glenn Davies there. Glenn Davies is also part of the New South Wales Council of Churches, and their representatives have all signed it. So you're talking about Presbyterian, Christian Reformed, Salvation Army, Congregational, Churches of Christ, Baptist, Hillsong, Uniting. So a real cross-section of churches there are backing that. Glenn Davies also spoke to us about the significance in referring to that cashless card.
Well, the letter supports the initiative of this amendment bill, and I believe it has widespread support, but where the testing point is, the significance of the letter is referring to a cashless card. We want to endorse all that the bill provides, but what we want to do is actually say it needs to go further and for our society. Patricia Bergen, the Honourable Patricia Bergen, former judge, has done an inquiry into this matter and exposed the money laundering which is taking place at a very high level, as I said. If you're looking at a figure of $6 billion a year, spread that around 15 million adults, it's a lot of money, and no doubt many of your listeners and I don't gamble on poker machines. So someone is spending a lot of money there, and this is what the letter is addressing.
Oh, I'm so glad that they're addressing this. Anita, why do these church leaders think that this is an important issue?
Well, they give the example of during the coronavirus pandemic when the machines were turned off, suddenly the number of people gambling obviously dropped, but the amount of money also dropped. Like, you're talking about $1.2 billion in total was was not lost through the poker machine. So you're talking about thousands of residents and their families having a break from gambling. And they say that was really a genuine silver lining in an otherwise dark cloud of coronavirus. This is, from a Christian perspective, why Glenn Davies also says it's so important to look at other measures that go a little bit tougher.
Because we care for people. We have a gospel which sets people free from their sins, from their flaws, from their failures, because we've got a God who provides forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that always motivates us, that what we can do for the good of humanity, because we want to see the whole world seen in the perspective of the light of eternity. But at the moment, harm is being done to vulnerable people, and we, like God, want to care for vulnerable people.
That's Anglican Archbishop Glenn Davies there talking about the Christian motivation behind this issue. Anita, I just can't imagine, though, that Clubs New South Wales would be too thrilled about this idea. So what has their response been?
No, look, Clubs New South Wales has basically warned that it's the worst possible time to be forcing what they say are expensive solutions on clubs. They say that it would just devastate them financially because they've been struggling after all those COVID-19 related closures.
I mean, but, you know, what's more important, a club or, you know, people, families, poverty? You know, I don't know. So what's next? When is Parliament going to decide about this?
So, look, this is the draft harm minimisation laws, and people have until December the 11th to consult on it. Then the government will get together, re-sort of jig what they're planning on doing, and then we'll hear more.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Anita, for filling us in on that.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Anita Savage from the Hope Newsroom. We've been discussing proposed reforms to pokey gambling in New South Wales.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.